You've died and people have gathered to eulogize you. Or maybe they haven't. It's a bit morbid, isn't it? Every once in a while, I find myself thinking about the idea of legacy and what my own life's purpose is. And when well-known people pass on, I'm intrigued to see how they live their lives. And I wanted to share my thoughts about this and ask you, what is your legacy? And happily, you're still alive and kicking as I share this episode. So there's plenty of time to reflect on this for you and the people around you. This episode of Michelle is Money Hungry is sponsored by Make Money with eBooks. If you're looking to start writing books and make money passively, grab that course. I'll have a link to the course in the show notes. I am also a proud affiliate of Ibotta. I am obsessed with Ibotta. It's the way that I've saved almost $550 on groceries in the past about year and a half. I'm one person, so that's actually a pretty significant food savings, and I've also earned money back. Sign up with my affiliate link and earn $10 after you redeem your first savings within the first 2 weeks. I will earn $5 as well. That's kind of awesome. So definitely check out Ibotta. You can save on groceries, booze, clothing, and more. You can also save on Amazon, which is kind of awesome. So legacy and impact on others occurs in several areas of our lives. There's personal, professional, passion projects. And I want to ask you, like, how would you define legacy? People who speak of you glowingly and the impact that you had on their lives, financial help that you gave, the energy you sent out into the world, and how you made people feel, a creative work that you created, a book, a piece of art, an incredible song, a blog post, podcast, or video. Personal, what kind of person are you at your core? This question takes some introspection and time to be honest about yourself. How do you think that you're perceived by others, and are you okay with that? What kind of situations do you find yourself in, good, bad, or otherwise? And are you okay with that? Remember, you are the constant in these situations. Do you wish that you knew more people? Do you wish that you had a better connection with your family or friends? What are you doing about it? Do you speak up when someone is being mistreated? Or are you part of the problem because you let questionable behavior slide? Professional, are you a manager of people? Do you develop the skills of those you manage so that they can grow professionally? Do you communicate clearly what would make them successful in their roles? Are you firm yet kind in your interactions? Do you speak up when someone is being mistreated at work? Are you aware of your ability to act as a super connector, whether you're in a 9-to-5, like regular 9-to-5 job, or digital influencer, or both? And do you connect people with people who will help them grow professionally? In terms of passion projects, these are fun because usually you're in complete alignment with a mission. Typically, you're able to articulate everything you love about your passion project, your ultimate goals with it, who you would like to connect with, and what outcomes you're looking to achieve. Let's be clear. I don't want you to be a watered down you. My bitchiest friends actually are the most giving, impactful people in my life. There's even been a recent article proving that that actually is the case. They keep it real, and you always know where you stand and that they're going to share truths with you so that you can always win. I just want all of us to think about our place in the world and our legacy as it relates to our place in the world. It's my view that the listeners of my show are amazing, thoughtful people making a difference to the different communities that they're a part of. What I'm doing and thinking of as I reflect on my own personal legacy. Personal, I've spent a number of years paying off debt. It has been a much more involved and exhausting process than I ever thought it would be. As a result, I've kind of fallen off the map. I'm finding myself really thinking about who I spend time with, friends that have faded away, etc. While this can be a normal part of our lives, I do think that there are actions that I could be taking to deepen my connections with other people in my life. In fact, my mom recently said that she'd like to live together. And I was like, no, I really don't want to. But her underlying issue that she was kind of talking about. She was feeling lonely and I felt terrible. I apologized to her because when I quit my job, I thought we would actually be spending more time together. And while we did, it wasn't as much as I or my mom would have liked. Also, for a long time, our actual schedules were a real problem. Like they didn't align. She was working an overnight shift and would be asleep during the day. And I worked during the days that she was actually available and awake. So it was just really hard. I had a real difficult time coordinating this. Now things have changed. I'm no longer doing side hustles. Basically, I have one little fun side hustle that I'm basically going to be done with at the end of November. It's super fun. So it's been like, I'm like, okay, I'll do it again. And I'm literally creating a non-negotiable schedule that she will actually think is spontaneous to make sure that I'm seeing her several times a week and just doing fun stuff with my mom because she's the only mom I've got and I love her. Again, this has always been my intention, but it didn't work out. Now that's just non-negotiable. With my friends and the legacy with that, this is something that actually a lot of entrepreneurs don't talk about. Sometimes you're just MIA much longer than you would expect while working on your business. Fortunately, the bulk of my friends I've known for a billion years, like I've known them forever. But I'm going to keep it real and say that I'm spending too much time on my own and that needs to change and will be changing ASAP. Dating. What is this dating that you're speaking of? I'm so over being single. In fact, for 2020, dating will be one of my primary areas of focus. I've actually met a boy and he is so nice. So wish me luck with him, but wish me luck in general, because I don't plan on being single much longer. And I'm like looking forward to seeing what I can do to meet the one or make things happen. Professional in terms of legacy. I consider myself a digital influencer. In keeping with the space that I'm in, I am looking to do the following: help make connections between people who I think would work well together or whose skills complement one another, shout out projects, products, and services that I know will help others and get people paid, share the stories of people doing awesome things that will inspire and help other people looking to do the same, passion projects. My Money on the Mountain retreat is a passion project. It's my goal to empower financially single women so that when their money is coupled up, they are in a good position. I will continue to focus on this area of interest even after I'm financially coupled up. It's my goal to make this project accessible to as many people as possible, and we'll add additional events next year, such as a brunch or what have you. I will not be hosting a full retreat in 2020, but I will be sharing where the next one will be, likely during February of 2021. So just get on the list and keep posted. Square State. I actually have a website and podcast about Colorado. I absolutely love doing that project because it basically gives me the opportunity to shout out my state and let people know about all the cool projects, products, services, places, and people in Colorado. It's basically a love letter to Colorado. I plan on growing that project aggressively now that Michelle is money hungry, is moving in the direction that I've been working towards for so long. Legacy shows up in a lot of different ways. Spend some time considering what you would like your legacy to be. In this digital age, it is really easy to stop having this kind of internal conversation until it's too late. This is an ongoing level of personal reflection and self-awareness that you need to be tapping into. Be kind to yourself as you work through the process. One person can make a big difference. Write a list of people who've made either a difference in your life or others during the past year from the time that you're listening to this show. So people that I have noticed or I've connected with in terms of how I feel like they're changing my life and my world. Greta Thunberg, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing her last name correctly. She's that young lady, she's 16, protesting the environment. I'm gonna be honest, I'm freaked out about the environment. Like, it really worries me what's going on with how extremely hot it was in Colorado and then the temperature swings. Like, we're noticing it. And just in general, like the violent weather, that kind of thing. So I love what she's doing. Sandy Smith, she created the Elevate Community, a community of personal finance influencers, changing the legacies of people of color all over the world. And I appreciate her for doing that. My mom, she doesn't get what I do, but she loves me and listens when I need to share. And everyone who donated, quite honestly, to the Money on the Mountain retreat, you actually made it possible for me to host an event and change people's lives, of which a large number were people here in Colorado. We don't get a lot of content like this in Denver, quite honestly. And so it was a big deal that I was able to bring a very diverse group of women together to have conversations about this. So in case you're wondering, it was a really diverse group. There were a lot of Black women. There were a lot of white women. There were a lot of just amazing women. We had Asian American women. Like, it was just, I felt so good about that. So just so you know, it was awesome. And I just had a great time hosting these ladies and bringing them together. Now, again, please write a list of people who you've helped on purpose or accidentally. That's part of your legacy. And by the way, I know a lot of people will be like, oh, my kids are my legacy. That's an easy answer. And honestly, what if one of your kids is a douche? Like, there are a lot of people who are looking at their kids right now. They got four and one is just like the dud. You know that's how it goes. And that's just reality. So push yourself a little beyond just your kids. If you have kids, I'm going to have kids. And honestly, they shouldn't have the pressure of being my legacy. Like, it, there's more to me than just my future kids. Boom. So with that being said, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. If you enjoyed the show, make sure you subscribe and like. Go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/legacy to go to the show notes. Don't forget to get signed up for Ibotta as well. I love, love, love saving with them. I hope you're having a beautiful day and take care.